A new research paper debunks the myth that carcass quality must come at the expense of maternal function. Cindy Campbell reports.
Virginia animal scientists reviewed nearly 70 individual studies in an effort to answer the question, has selection for marbling hurt cowherd productivity? Scott Greiner explains what they found.
In a nutshell, what we found is that no, it has not, and that marbling has a very small, if not insignificant, relationship with most of the traits that we associate with cowherd productivity.
The work examines the relationships between marbling and traits like scrotal circumference, heifer puberty, and calving ease, finding no correlations. In general, as marbling increases, so does milk production, the authors say. But expected progeny differences, or EPDs, and indexes allow ranchers to make selections that fit their environments.
I think the take-home message, as we use the various tools to look and come up with answers, is that balanced trait selection. We know that marbling is important, and from a consumer satisfaction and meeting market demands, etc. But we also know that there's a variety of traits which impact our bottom line. So balanced trait selection for economically important traits.
Keeping all traits in mind does not mean that you can't make directional change, however.
I think if we look at the tools that we have available through Sire Summary and identify bulls which will take us in a certain direction in traits simultaneously, those bulls are available. And that's the great news that we have in the beef industry, and particularly in the Angus breed with the tremendous database. We can sort through that and find those unique bulls that we can select for more than one trait and make significant progress simultaneously.
That was Cindy Campbell reporting. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.